1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUN is time, 8:29. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have Trudy Hutchinson, the Director of Hettlinger Developmental Services, on the KVUE Sutherland studio line here for a few minutes today.
Trudy, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing all right. So it sounds like things are progressing nicely here for your ongoing Planting Hope campaign. Sounds like, or at least looking at social media, it looks like you got some construction going right now.
We do. It's definitely a work in progress because supply chain issues have been quite interesting. We do have the greenhouse almost completed, with the exception of the final utility connections. And so that will be ready. We have the raised bed area ready. As far as our shaded relaxation area, we don't have the shade part yet, but I hear that's going to be soon. So,
and Trudy Hutchinson with Hettlinger Developmental Services with us here this morning. Well, let's talk about the Planting Hope campaign. What does this all entail, Trudy?
Okay, so our plan was to do the greenhouse and to hire a horticultural therapist, which is still the plan. We wanted to create some additional valued activities and opportunities for the people we serve. And this is something that's not offered in this area by other providers. So we're pretty excited about it. We actually visited another organization in Kansas that had this program in place. And so we kind of modeled after them. We got into the project, and then we decided that we needed to create a learning and life skills kitchen so that actually, you know, we could expand the opportunities and activities. And along with that, our existing courtyard in the building, we are converting that to an indoor multi-purpose room. So it's turned into a large project and been quite interesting. Things, supplies have not come in the order maybe that they were expected. So we have a lot of things going at once here.
Understood. Trudy, with this project here, how do you see this fitting into your current core mission with Hettlinger Developmental Services and really bolstering the options that your clients have?
Well, it's something that's totally different than anything we do. You know, horticultural therapy creates a lot of helps with skills. People can create a goal and work toward that goal through the process of growing plants. We just want to create something very meaningful that people can learn from and enjoy the process.
So how large is this greenhouse, Trudy?
It's 30 by 70, so it's pretty big.
It is pretty big.
Not bad.
So do you have a game plan as far as what's exactly going to be planted out there? Have you gone that far?
Well, we kind of have some ideas, but we're waiting till we get our horticulture person on staff, because that will kind of be their department. But we're thinking, you know, flowers, of course. We'd like to start some small vegetables that can be transplanted to an outdoor garden so that those vegetables can actually be brought into the kitchen and learn, you know, people can learn to cook and maybe taste some new things. So we'd have that field-to-table concept that we would carry through.
Okay. Well, Trudy, how soon do you think you'll have everything ready to go here for Planting Hope and really essentially bringing this new program fully online?
I don't know. Actually, that's kind of hard to estimate because I know our general contractor, Evergreen Design Build, the supplies have been coming in kind of erratically. So I'm hopeful that by the end of this calendar year, everything will be finished. I'll just put it that way. We're hopeful.
Well, okay. Well, you're making progress, though. That's the good thing, right?
We are. Yeah. It's continuing to go.
Well,
we have a lot going here at once. So.
Well, make sure you keep us posted, Trudy. Let us know what's going on because we'd like to come out and see how things are going out there.
Sure, that would be great. We'd love to have you.
Okay, Trudy, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Trudy.
You're welcome.
All right, Trudy Hutchinson, who's the director of Hettlinger Developmental Services, the Planting Hope campaign ongoing, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget, too, we're going to close out our morning show interview.